Well, Simon, goodness me, where do we start with that game? Where do we start? Where do you want to start with that game?
Well, I'd like to say a few things, but obviously I can't. I think first and foremost, I sort of credit the players how well they did today. Forget anything that went off in the game. The way that they sort of started the game, 11 versus 11, passed the ball around and looked on the front foot. And the way that they put the bodies on the line, goalkeeper making saves, players working the socks off to try and make sure we got the 3 points is immensely proud of what they've done. But obviously tinged with a huge amount of disappointment for them because of a result has been taken out of our hands to a certain degree.
Presumably by the referee. That's me putting words into your mouth. Let's just talk about some of the key incidents. Joe Garner's sending off. I'm sure you've had the chance to look at it, have you? What did you make of it?
Look, the ball's gone up to him and it's not on the deck. He's in mid-air when he's gone to control it, but he's just gone to control it and not seen that the defender was there and he's had no intent to hurt the player. Yeah, he's eventually caught him, but there was no real malice or intent to hurt him, and potentially on another day you get away with that. So disappointed for Joe, but I think everybody understood that when the referees were announced early in the week, both us and Wolves, we looked on the referee and were always very disappointed in who we were going to get, because you knew what you were going to get when he always referees.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed to book a lot of people quite early on in the game, didn't he?
Well, he did and he didn't. I think when you look at the overall pattern of the game, there was certainly incidences that went missed, and I've been in to see him. I'm looking at certain situations. I offer first half. Adam Reach gets the other side of him, pulls him down. We get a free kick. Should be a yellow card. Blatant yellow card. Second half, or just before half time, not quite sure when he eventually got booked, the right back. That equals two yellow cards and potentially a sending off. Kevin McDonald, before half time, throws a ball away 30 yards away. Let of the law, it should be a yellow card. Gets booked second half, should be off. So them decisions. Bailey Wright, his two bookings were even softer than them ones that we've just mentioned. And then you look at John Welsh, makes a great tackle, the far side, gets a ball, and then the man, great tackle, gets a yellow card. And okay, managers, I stick up for referees because I know that they've got a very difficult job, but there's certain referees that once you know that you're going to get them, you're in for a tough afternoon. And that's from both sides. I'm not complaining. Just for our side, because I think there's certain decisions that went for us at certain times of the game that were very surprising as well. And football fans are knowledgeable. They don't show their anger and frustration like that. They do sometimes, I will correct myself, by venting their anger and frustration at referees. But when it was just a constant barrage of stick and frustration to everybody, you cannot be wrong. And it probably just sums him up that when he was in the tunnel waiting to see me, he wouldn't come down the tunnel. I don't know what he thought I was going to do to him by not coming down the tunnel. I don't know.
I mean, just his mannerism. He seemed to be quite aggressive. He was in the faces of the players quite early on as well, pointing, you know, sort of headmaster.
Well, I think that's how he is. I think that is how he referees, that he's got a reputation for that. Like, I could stand here and talk about him all day long and end up probably somewhere down the line potentially saying what I shouldn't be saying and end up with a fine or a ban. It's no coincidence, possibly, that after a game 2 years ago, we had him, and I said a few words in the tunnel and got a ban off the back of that. So it's what it is.
Perhaps we better move on then to the actual game, because yeah. I mean, there was a quality strike from McDonald. It was probably the only way that Jordan Pickford was going to get beaten.
Yeah, it was.
Today.
I think today the back four and five towards that last 5 minutes or so, they put the bodies on the line. They've some great headers inside our 18-yard box from Clark and Bailey Wright. And then Jordan, when he had to make a save, he was making it. And great strike from Kevin McDonald. And obviously, it's so frustrating when something like that happens, because you think the work and the effort and the attitude from our players deserved 3 points today with 10 men and then ultimately with 9 men.
Yeah. And Adam Reach, just finally for me, you brought him in. It was hush-hush up until 2 o'clock. Just explain why you brought him in and how did he perform today?
Well, we've been looking for potentially another wide player to add to the squad that we've got, and I spoke to somebody at Middlesbrough the other day about a couple of things, and he said, would you fancy Adam Reach? And never thought for 1 minute that we'd be able to let him out because he's been around their team. But they said it's a good opportunity for him to get some games, come to a good club like ours, and we jumped at the chance. Great to get one under the radar, nobody much knew about it, so that was always nice. Because it's this modern day technology and social media, you can't manage to do that at times, so I take great satisfaction in sometimes that happening. But he's going to add to us. Played 30, 40 games last year for Middlesbrough, they obviously lost in the playoff final, started the season against us, and you've seen today. I thought he worked extremely hard, he's got good qualities, good size, so he's going to be a good addition to the squad.